This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Sunday, June 30th, 2019. We have put an incredible amount of work into today's broadcast. We taped a lot of it yesterday. We taped a lot of it today so we can get every factoid, every piece of info in. Please stay tuned today and get this live audio feed and video feeds out to people because the information we're going to lay out is astounding. The whole world is waking up to globalism and just how evil it is. I'm about to play an excerpt of an incredibly powerful Tucker Carlson piece from Asia. Then Robert Barnes and myself lay out that the mainstream media admits that Joe Biden has neurological problems, and this is just earth-shattering to their entire operation. That's coming up. The Democrats have openly endorsed abortion as a spiritual sacrament. I'm not kidding. Wait till you hear this. Compilation of dozens of clips. So many special reports, a review of the insane debates, Trump in North Korea, what's really behind that, and this historic crossing the DMC, only sitting president to do it, and just so much more. This Sunday broadcast is beyond critical. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you all for your support. The biggest thing you can do is, again, share this live link or tell folks about local stations you're listening to because history is happening. This is the 4th of July coming up to remember.
But back in our native land, the United States of America, the Democratic Party went completely insane yesterday. That's been happening for a while, of course. Insanity is a process. But last night, at the first Democratic primary debate of the 2020 season, they made it official. Elite Democrats have permanently broken with reality. They no longer care about what's true, what's possible, even what's real. They live in a kind of dream state, a place of fantasy punctuated by howls of self-righteousness. Watch as Julian Castro, and keep in mind, he was an actual cabinet secretary in the Obama administration. That was only a couple of years ago. Watch as Julian Castro explains that men who get pregnant have a moral right to taxpayer-funded abortions. Not joking. Watch this.
I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose.
And so they cheered. Behold, late empire liberalism in full flower. Who exactly is the constituency for Castro's idea? Men dressed as women who get pregnant. That's the constituency. Unfortunately, there are precisely zero people on planet Earth who fit that description. Not a single person, actually. There never have been any people like that. There never will be any people like that. Why? Because it's impossible. Biological men cannot get pregnant. Pretending otherwise is lunacy. It's the very definition of lunacy. But Julian Castro doesn't care. Taxpayer-funded transgender abortion sounds like something that all good progressives should support. So Castro fervently does. And critically, he knows that nobody in the room will defend science or pause to ask him, what the hell are you talking about? They can't say a word. They're too intimidated. They know HR is watching. So they nod like monkeys, as if everything he's saying is completely sane. Oh, good point, Mr. Secretary. Trans females shouldn't have to pay for their own abortions. That's racist. The whole thing was like a cartoon or an Evelyn Waugh novel. And went on like this all night. Here, for example, is Julian Castro agreeing with Elizabeth Warren that it shouldn't be illegal for foreigners to break our laws. Watch.
When somebody comes across the border, not to criminalize desperation, to treat that as a civil violation.
Criminalize desperation. And you thought this was your country just because, like your ancestors, you were born here. Just because you pay half your income to the government to keep the whole thing going, you thought it was your country. Think again, racist. America belongs to the rest of the world. Your job is to shut up and pay for it. Complain and we'll punish you. Bill de Blasio often makes that point. Now, de Blasio, the single worst mayor in the 400-year history of New York City, that's impressive. But how did he wind up on a presidential debate stage last night? God knows. Maybe he illegally immigrated there. Doesn't matter. He was there. And once he had the mic, de Blasio promised to seize your money and give it to his supporters, who he explained deserve it much more than you do.
Yes, we're supposed to be for 70% tax rate on the wealthy. You hear folks say there's not enough money. What I say to them every single time is there's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands.
Got it? We've got the power.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I think it was a tougher night for the most seasoned candidates on the platform for
why do you think
President Biden. Because they seemed like part of the past rather than the future. At times, the vice president seemed somewhat confused to me in handling some of the questions and following some of the action. He seemed a bit defensive.
I'm Alex Jones.
I'm Robert Barnes.
And we are about to break down one of the biggest stories of the 2020 election to come yet. And that's Joe Biden. Why can't he talk? Why is he slurring his words? Why is he clearly having moments where he freezes up, like Angela Merkel of Germany is right now? And why, if you talk about it, do you get attacked by the mainstream media? But it turns out that we've been vindicated. Tomorrow's news today. It was back in late April that he had his big campaign announcement speech. And during that speech, he sounded like he drank either a bottle of whiskey or he'd had, quote, another stroke. That's because over a decade ago, he had a massive stroke. He almost died. Doctors said 50-50 chance he wouldn't even come back from it and that he'd be brain damaged. So I asked the question, has he had another stroke?
I want to thank Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive, Allegheny County executive, being here. And all my time in public life, unless I've gotten involved, the country wasn't built by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. If the enterprise hits hard times, everybody took a hit. Union workers, the UAW, took incredible cuts in their future and their pensions and the left to get GM working. They also got that last year and try to cut wages or freeze wages for their people. Right today, the same is happening in big hospital systems. I think we have to rethink how we define what constitutes a successful economy. Folks in America don't think their children are going to have the same standard of living they had. How can a person dignity be maintained? Why they do that? It means investing much more in medical research to conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's.
And the media said it was fake news. But now, months later, even Axelrod at CNN are saying, what's wrong with Joe Biden?
You have David Axelrod on CNN saying, why does Joe seem so confused up there? Sean Trendy for Real Clear Politics commenting on Twitter that something seems to be wrong with Joe Biden. Van Jones questioning what is happening with Joe Biden. Why? Because he sit there and he struggled to get simply a sentence put together or sentences put together with each other. And in fact, his save position seemed to be to keep saying, sorry, my time's up, whenever he ran out of words to say or couldn't remember what he was supposed to say. He couldn't even bridge words or sentences together. That's how bad it was.
Bob, for me, there's two big angles here. I want to get your take on them. Number one, why would the establishment run Joe Biden when clearly he's 76, he's had serious brain surgeries, and he's slowing down, he's got major cognitive problems? Are they using him as a placeholder that they can destroy kind of as the old Democratic Party and introduce the super woke 2020 party? Is that what's happening? And then Why would they say it's verboten for me to point out the obvious 2 or 3 months ago? Was that because it wasn't to be pointed out till later when they did it?
Well, I think it's two parts. First is there's this desperation within the big money wing of the Democratic Party that looks at its candidates and sees a clown show that cannot compete with the president. And consequently, they needed Joe Biden because Biden looked the best in the polls. Biden had the most blue-collar appeal in their minds. So they were desperate to force him into the race. And it looked like he was dragged into the race, almost like he was a hostage running for office, not someone who wanted to run for office. So, you know, part one. And part two is, so how do they think they were going to get away with a person that has his age issues and health issues to actually be up there? It was so bad at the debates that Biden was the only one who refused to do press interviews after the debate because they didn't want him interacting at all for even 5 seconds. That would further expose his problems. Why? Because they probably thought they could get away with it like they tried to get away with it with Hillary in 2016. That they could just drug her up, put her out there, do the John F. Kennedy debate prep routine, and they could do the same thing with Biden, and they didn't realize it wouldn't work. That his health is so bad it can't function.
Why were they so upset back in April when I pointed out the emperor's new clothes, the elephant in the room, and they even said on CNN, that's why he's been banned. He's trying to interfere with the election. I'm an American citizen. People questioned John McCain's health, and rightfully so. People questioned Ronald Reagan's health when he reran in 1984. Since when is it fake news or bad when somebody can obviously not even talk, look sleepy all the time, to question it? It's just crazy.
The deeper and the greater the truth, the more they need to suppress it and censor it when it goes right to their core issues that exposes the falsity of their position or their candidate or their party. And because you were one of the lead people to expose it with Hillary Clinton, it led to the first wave of social media bans. To expose their savior a second time and Joe Biden was one step too far for Oliver Darcy and the CNNs and the mainstream press.
So what are they thinking now as the wheels come off? He's like Julius Caesar with the other 20 candidates stabbing him to death on the stage and in the media. Your prediction as the admitted top political gambler in the world, the most winning, right now, your prediction, the current way it's going, how do they get him to exit stage left? Or are they crazy enough like Hillary, having seizures, falling down, you name it, to just force him in there?
Well, we want you to understand why Joe Biden opposes busing, because right now he's in the bus that's going over the cliff. And they're driving it that direction. That's where they're going to go. And I think that he's going to jump out of that bus before it goes over the cliff, or he's going to go over it. And on his political gravestone, the words are going to be, my time's up, sorry.
To watch them eat their own and to watch them turn on Obama's buddy and imply he's the KKK really shows you that the left wants to dominate everybody with this SJW police state system, but no one else is listening to them, so they can only have power within their shrinking bubble, but they're getting more and more extreme as it unfolds. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one incredible 2020 race. None of these candidates are doing well except the congresswoman from Hawaii, so of course they're targeting her. We're going to be covering it all live tomorrow on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., and throughout next week with myself, Owen Schroyer, and of course David Knight at Infowars.com/show. As we end this special Saturday transmission, though, I want to play a few of the important reports from this week, one where Democrats literally worship abortion as their new religion, shocking the world, and several other key reports that are just so essential. Whatever you do at Infowars.com, at Newswars.com, take this live feed or take the feed after this and share this link with everyone. Because if you don't share it on your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, your YouTube, if you don't share it on your email, your text message, or by word of mouth, the censors will win. Right now, we're in a stalemate. That's why this fight's so critical. But that's my last question, because I heard you talking about it when you were co-hosting with Owen Friday. What do you make of the open worship of abortion and get that baby, kill that baby, show them, not just the nasty comics, but mainline left saying that this is their new religion?
Well, it fits within a broader context and a broader construct of a lack of humanitarianism across the board, a lack of respect for the human being, a lack of respect for the individual, a lack of respect for the human conscience, the human soul, the human spirit. It sort of manifests itself in their love of AI and their love of big tech and their adoration of a sort of a global structure that devalues individual rights and individual interests, and their lack of respect for free speech or free press of an independent kind or character. So it's just a broader, deeper, and the clearest and cleanest manifestation. When you're unwilling to protect the most vulnerable human life in the world, it shows you what your real values about human life are.
And it shows they're not liberals. They're not humanitarians. They're bullies. They want to kill old people so we can save more money. They want to kill babies. It's this idea that if somebody's losing, they're winning. Instead of having a non-zero-sum game, they're all about a zero-sum game. The pie doesn't get bigger. That is the heart of authoritarianism, the heart of Nazism, the heart of being really idiots. And in fact, there's one more piece we're going to air after this, and that's that four-year-old video on Soylent Green where they're openly heating hospitals with dead baby parts, you name it. This is the horror of these people. And even though those of us that love justice and love God don't want to look at this and be aware of it, we have to stare at it. We have to know about it. And we have to share it and decry it so that people's hearts out there won't become hardened to it and will become soft to it and will care again. That's how we defend the unborn. Hell, now they're killing babies after they're born. That's how we get this done. Robert Barnes, thank you.
So coming up, excerpts from Wednesday and Thursday night and other team special reports. Thanks for joining us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tonight concerns breast implants. Some are against them, others believe they're fine in rare cases, and many believe you should be able to get them whenever the fuck you want. Sorry, did I say breast implants? I meant abortions. Tonight's main topic concerns abortion.
Salute to abortion in the Break's 10th annual Salute to Abortion. Get out of my behind. Get out of my vagina. Get out of
it. It's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
That is not what a fetus looks like, okay? It's a couple cells at 12 weeks.
You think that it is the white man's duty to fix everybody's problems, right?
Because you adopt.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
A fertilized egg is a human being.
Yeah,
I feel, human being.
You're a pig.
Because I don't want to kill babies.
Oh, you kill them. You let them live so they can starve to death.
Yeah, you.
Why'd you spit at us?
I don't agree with you.
No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
In the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother just prior to the birth of the baby. Now, you can say that that's okay. And Hillary can say that that's okay, but it's not okay with me.
Well, that is not what happens in these cases. And using that kind of scare rhetoric is just terribly unfortunate.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo lit up the One World Trade Center spire in pink to celebrate his radical expansion of abortion in New York. State lawmakers approved a law permitting abortion in the state for any reason until the 24th week of pregnancy, and then up until birth.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Are you for third trimester abortions?
My answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How do you justify the decision to allow Planned Parenthood to rent in this city for free?
Next speaker.
There's a new video out on Infowars.com of two partial birth abortion, 8.5 month old babies. And it makes you want to kill people. I'll just be honest with you right now. My guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked out by some ass. And then they make a joke out of it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them, that they're having a fight.
They're playing with dead babies in a little medical pan. And it was pretty shocking, gruesome stuff to see, and just total lack of regard for humanity.
That's just absolutely amazing. We're going to have Abby Johnson. I'm sorry.
God bless abortions and God bless America!
Don't knock it till you try it. And when you do try it, really knock it. You know, you got to get that baby out of there.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace
in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of silent rain?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
Is the secret
Silent Green is people!
The next thing they'll be breeding is like cattle for food. You better tell them.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't let the globalists win. And get great products you already need. As much as I work and as much stress as I'm under, if I didn't take the high-quality fish oil or the turmeric, my knee and my back and all the things I've been injured doing things over the years would be untenable. They're great products. They're all 50% off store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide, free shipping, 50% off, double Patriot points. That sale's got to end early next week. It'll still be a sale on some items, but some things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, people already love that. It's one of our best sellers. That's selling out. X2 that I got a big shipment of, it's starting to sell out. Supermel Vitality is starting to sell out. Brainforce Plus is starting to sell out. We got a big shipment into the 8-pack Power Stack. Learn about that. Total Body, Total Support makes a great gift as well. We got plenty of that. It just came in. We just got Turbo Force Plus sold out for months. 10-hour clean, healthy energy with all your vitamins, all your minerals, amino acids, and 5 different types of healthy caffeine and a bunch of other natural boosters that time release. We had to pay a top company a lot of money to give us this formula just for the caffeine release. It's over 10 hours. One releases in the first two. One releases within 15 minutes, last 2 hours. The other would last about 4 hours, up to 10 hours. Clean burn, nothing else like it. We've got Turbo Force back in stock. We've got the great protein bars, highest quality back in stock. All of it 50% off. Save InfoWars special. Get the apparel, get the books, get the videos. Whatever you do, just stuff you need to buy, get it there, and know it stands in the finest of levels. Thank you for your support. Again, we could not do it without you, but don't let them win. Why are they coming after us so much? The audience gets it. Because we're promoting Americana, we're defeating the globalists. How do you defeat them? Spread it word of mouth. The Forbidden Show. Tell everyone, InfoWars.com. We'll be right back with more of this bizarre display of globalist mental illness and tyranny on the other side. Remember, if you're watching and listening to this transmission, you are the result. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Mel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people are saying, wow, when did the Democratic Party become completely communist? When did they openly start saying, we're going to take all your guns, we're going to seize your wealth, America's bad, borders are bad, everybody in the world can come here and get free stuff? When did this start? Well, in the last 50 years, large corporations and multinational combines began to openly plan for the overthrow of Western civilization by creating large domesticated groups who will demand more and more from their client governments. And that's why everything I talked about 25 years ago is, quote, now come true. Now, it was already true in the big foundations. It was already true inside the major universities. It was already what they were planning, what they were preparing for their takeover. The only way to defeat capitalism is to basically undermine it and collapse it so people reject it. Again, that's the Cloward and Piven strategy. Well, we've all seen the huge hoax going on that there's concentration camps with people in them on the southern border. The truth is Latin America and Asia and Africa and many areas are collapsing because of their populations doubling and tripling in size and because they have corrupt socialist governments like in Venezuela. And these people are coming here hundreds and hundreds of thousands a month that we're actually catching, hundreds of thousands a month that we don't catch. Well, Caitlin Bennett went out to St. Louis, Missouri, our great reporter. She travels across the country, and almost every person she talked to were drooling, mindless zombies. The name of the report's up on Infowars.com. It's titled AOC's Fun Camps. And they, almost to a person, believe that there are literal death camps that are just as bad as Nazi Germany, or maybe a little bit better. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's collapsing borders. People coming in from Uganda and coming in from Sudan and pouring in from the Congo, demanding all their free stuff. And the Democratic Party members all got up on stage and promised them free stuff, free health care, free everything. So this is the fraud that's taking place. And she's out there talking to these people. And they actually believe that these are concentration camps where you grab people and put them in them and then work them to death. No, these are huge processing centers where 90+% of the people get dumped on the street after a week and then go apply for asylum and then never show up, 90% of them again, to the hearings. Look up these numbers. The only people being sent back are convicted murderers and criminals that are in the system. All they're doing is letting them passport. Our borders are basically open under federal law. Just like you fly from out of the country, they check your passport, check there's no warrants out or whatever, and you're let into the country. And if you're a person with a visa, you're let into the country. Well, these people are coming across where there aren't border checkpoints. But the left is so ignorant, their followers are, they don't realize what basic borders are in history, or that Mexico has some of the toughest borders in the world until recently. They opened them up at the behest of the United Nations. So I want to play Caitlin Bennett going out and talking to some of these folks. The full report's about 10 minutes long. We're going to play 5 minutes of it. It's up on Infowars.com. And when you look at how weak and pathetic and domesticated these people are, they've lived in the lap of luxury their whole lives. And now we're undermining the very country that's collapsing that has provided so much. This is the globalist plan. Represent outsiders, promise them free stuff, bring them in, give them driver's license, let them vote, and then use the democratic system that is here to overthrow that system and convert it to tyranny. Then, once we're done with this report, I'm going to come back with extremely powerful comments by Senator Ted Cruz and others. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
I mean, honestly, you really believe that there's concentration camps at the border?
Yeah.
Then why are so many people trying to come over?
Well, they're trying to get freedom. They'll do.
But all they're going to be met with is a concentration camp, in your words. Doesn't make sense, does it?
I mean, I don't know much, but...
Yeah. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri, and I don't know why we chose the city to come to ask this question, but we are asking people if they agree with Ocasio-Cortez when she says that detention centers on the U.S.-Mexico border are the same as concentration camps used during World War II. Let's see if people think that's pretty ridiculous. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently said that the detention centers used at the U.S.-Mexico border are comparable to the concentration camps used during World War II. Do you agree with that?
I do, yes.
Do you agree with that notion?
I personally do, yes.
Do you agree with that notion?
I didn't know about it, but it's not good.
Do you think that that's what we're doing at the border, putting them in concentration camps?
I hope not.
Do you agree with Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah.
Honestly, you really believe that there's concentration camps at the border?
Yeah.
Then why are so many people trying to come over?
Well, they're trying to get freedom. They'll do...
But all they're going to be met with is a concentration camp, in your words. Doesn't make sense, does it?
I mean, I don't know much, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she has recently said that the detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border are comparable and basically the same as concentration camps used in World War II.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I mean, I personally do. I think when we look back on history, we always like to think that we're on the right side of history with things, and then history repeats itself, and everyone's really against it. So, I mean, I think it's going to take some time for people to kind of see it for what it is.
You know, when you look at the pictures of concentration camps and what they looked like, they were just a little bit worse, you know? But I guess in this day and age, I mean, it's good to draw correlations, but that's a little over the top for me.
So you say they're just a little bit worse. How do you find them similar?
Well, taking any demographic and sticking them in one place is how they're similar to me.
What demographic is being stuck in the detention center?
Oh, absolutely Hispanic.
Do you think that's a fair comparison?
It depends. I think for her party, it probably makes sense, right? But I think that if she really wants to win over all of America, it's going to be tough with such a polarizing comment.
Do you think that most Democrats would agree with her notion that they're the same?
I think that they would probably, it depends where you are, right? I think maybe half of Democrats would agree with her comment.
Comparing it to a concentration camp, that's almost disrespectful to, like, the people who actually went through that.
I don't think they're the same, but I feel like it's, because they're not, you know, this is... We're not killing people. I hope we're not killing people, but we know of. But I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I feel like it could be almost the same, but not quite.
I haven't been in a concentration camp, so I don't have anything to compare it with.
Well, I mean, we can hear from people who have been. Several people are alive today that lived through that concentration camp in Germany. They're coming out saying that it's not quite the same as what's going on at the border. Do you take their word for it? I mean, are we killing 6 million people at the U.S. border and stripping their identities and...
Then again, I didn't hear them say it, so I don't, you know, I'm just taking your word for it.
Do you think that even if just one person is killed by illegal immigration, that that's a problem and we should do something at the border?
I think anyone being killed is a problem. I don't think people are being killed due to illegal immigration. I think
there's about 4,000 people that were...
I think some illegal immigrants... may end up killing people, but that's not the same as saying people are being killed due to illegal immigration.
We have a congresswoman named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez who recently compared the detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border to concentration camps used during World War II. What are your thoughts on that? Do you agree?
Not
good. All right. Super male vitality is what he needs to be able to talk about these things. What a pansy. Do you think that a detention center for illegals coming across the border would be the same as a concentration camp used in Germany for the Holocaust?
I would hope it wouldn't be.
Do you think that's what's happening?
I have no idea because I haven't researched it.
I mean, I know that at the detention centers there's, like, a lot of people crowded into very small spaces, and I, like, very much disagree with that. I can see how you would, like, compare that to other spaces where people have been held against their will. So.
And it's people... of sinister, so it's Mexican people coming across the border, and whereas it was like Jewish people in a lot of the concentration camps, so that part, yeah, maybe a little similar.
Are the pictures from the border showing any, like, chambers?
I didn't say anything to that extent, but again, you don't know. I mean, you
so it's possible that chambers could be down there.
I don't know.
We've got other special reports coming up, so please...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last week, AOC attempted to launch a Jussie Smollett-level hoax. She went out with Mayor de Blasio and other accomplices and started crying in front of the camera and broke down because she was looking at the children inside those cages, inside that concentration camp. Well, there were dozens of other photographers there, and they put out larger photos that weren't cropped, showing that there was nobody on the other side of that fence but a few bored police and a few vehicles. So now her photographer is going across the internet, contacting people like InfoWars, and saying, you don't have a right, even though he tweeted it out, to show our photo next to other people's photos showing exactly what happened. First off, ladies and gentlemen, if you're telling people that we have basically death camps on the border, and you're trying to incite violent revolution through that, as the Democratic Party are doing, and then there are a bunch of other photos showing that it's not true and that she's not breaking down looking at children, it is a public interest for us to show the public what really happened. It is the very definition of fair use.
She has pulled a political stunt to scare everybody, just like she said the world was going to end in 12 years. Or she said cauliflower is racist and we shouldn't grow it, even though it actually comes from Africa and the Middle East. It's insane. And we have a right to stand up to her and show people the truth, just like we stood up to Jesse Smollett. So, you can go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and read Paul Joseph Watson's article that details all of it. Again, here's the article on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com that they don't want you to read or see. So whatever you do, don't share this article. Do what AOC and her photographers say. Shut your stinking American mouths. AOC photographer demands removal of images showing Congresswoman crying over nothing. Legal threat came after stunt was condemned as a misleading photo op. We subscribe to Getty Images, so we have all the photos from Getty showing that they cropped the photos, so you're not stopping us. The photographer who took the photos of Alexandria Cortez appearing to cry at a protest outside of Tent City in Texas demanded the removal of the images. We've got that full list right there, and we've got a link to his tweet. You can see it all for yourself. So again, because this didn't go as planned, at least up at AOC's level, we're told to memory hold this out of 1984, but we're not doing it. Now, shifting gears into what's really happening down there. Very powerful piece with Senator Ted Cruz and Sean Hannity, where Cruz lays out what we've been hammering and hammering and hammering as hard as we can, because thousands of children are being killed.
Look, the debate last night, the clown car is broken. There's no brake, and it only steered left. I gotta say that was scary last night. It was scary to see the Democrats, every one of them, falling all over each other to get further and further and further left. You saw the Democrats, you just went through it in your monologue powerfully. You saw them embrace late-term abortions. You saw them embrace 70% tax rates. You saw them embrace socialism. You saw them tell the American people they want to take away everyone's health insurance. And you saw them embrace open borders. One of the most disturbing exchanges is when several of those candidates began saying they wanted to eliminate the provision in law that makes it illegal to cross the border, that makes it a crime to cross the border illegally. Now, Sean, as you know, last month we apprehended over 144,000 people in the month of May crossing illegally. Well, the Democrat solution to that is, well, let's not make it a crime. There we go. The problem goes away. That is open borders. It's irresponsible. And it is sadly where the Democratic Party is today. And Sean, you and I have both been down to the border together. I'm going to be going on Monday back to the border to really try to highlight the crisis we're having there. Now, we saw some positive development today in that Congress finally passed what the president asked for, $4.5 billion. That includes over $1 billion for Border Patrol. That includes over $200 million for ICE. That's good. But here's the bad news. The Democrats in Congress refuse to close the loopholes that are causing this crisis. They refuse to do anything to fix the crisis. And what that means, I'll tell you one of the most disturbing reports I'm getting, Sean. I'm getting more and more reports from law enforcement of cartels and traffickers renting children. Because the idiotic policy that the Democrats have put in place is if someone shows up with a child, that they're allowed to stay. They're allowed to go free. And as a result, you're seeing little children who are suddenly, they're finding more and more instances where they're with adults that are not their parents, that are not their family, that are strangers to them, but the child is essentially their get-out-of-jail-free card. That is cruel to incentivize kids being abused like that. And you know what? The Democrats on that stage, the Democrats on the stage right now, not a single one of them is willing to do anything to fix it.
Senator Cruz not only adopted our clown world meme, as the president, his son, and everyone else has done from the debates, he got into the fact that the Border Patrol is telling him that they're kidnapping children to bring them across as get-out-of-jail-free cards, the cartels. Well, that's in the Senate report from 5 years ago with Obama doing it. And one-third of the kids aren't with their parents. They've been kidnapped. That's all in Senate reports. That's even in the Washington Post. So finally, the Senate and the House are figuring out what's going on and how huge this is. Here's part of that report with Senator Cruz and Sean Hannity. Then I'm going to cut to some of what Tucker Carlson had to say about this whole situation. And then we'll be back in the second hour with jam-packed highlights of Clown World Day 1 and Clown World Day 2, where the Democrats completely divorced themselves from reality.
And in case anyone missed it, the two whitest candidates on stage decided to repeat the point in stilted Spanish.
Cada votar, cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar resto.
Got that, gringo? You can add the English language to the long and growing list of things the Democratic Party considers racist. How long before you're banned from speaking it? Think we're joking? Right. Better to learn Espanol if you want to talk to your grandkids. It's a brand new world. Some of the least impressive people in America are making the rules. Hope you're excited for it. At least men will be able to get free abortions. Even when they weren't speaking Spanish, when Democrats argued it was typically an effort to one-up one another on immigration, who could be most radical? Watch this.
I want to make sure everybody treated with respect.
I'm still talking about everybody else.
But you're looking at just one small part of this. I'm talking about a comprehensive rewrite of our immigration
laws.
That's
not true.
And if we do that, I don't think it's asking too much for people to follow our laws.
I'm talking about millions of folks. A lot of folks that are coming are not seeking asylum.
Wound up. Fox's Ed Henry was in Miami last night for the debate, and he joins us this evening. We're always glad to have him. Good to see you, Ed. How was it?
Tucker, good to see you. Amazing. Round two coming up. You laid it out pretty interestingly. One of the juiciest parts of this story, though, is that not too long ago, Julian Castro himself said the border crisis was BS. That's what he told CNN. Now he's trying to break out of the pack by beating up on the president, so he's saying just the opposite. It's such a crisis, he said, we need to do something radical. The word you used a moment ago, so radical that Democrat Amy Klobuchar said, time out. She said she'll look at decriminalizing illegal crossings, but said, wait, the real focus should be on going after human traffickers who are hurting women and children and people who are, quote unquote, violating the law, which, remember, the president has said not for weeks, but he's been saying for years. Funny, because other big Democrats on stage tonight for part two have also flipped. Kamala Harris said dealing with illegal immigration was a, quote, distraction from the real issues. Bernie Sanders said there was no crisis. Not a good look when apprehensions at the border are up 623% from 2017. Then there's Bill de Blasio, you mentioned a moment ago, pushing that 70% tax rate for the rich. He and Elizabeth Warren went further. They raised their hands in favor of ending private health insurance altogether for millions of people. Democrat John Delaney, who was on the stage last night, told me after he thinks that's political suicide for his party. One of the many reasons why the real winner from these two debates, second one starting soon, may be the president of the United States. Tucker.
Ed Henry, thank you. Interesting to know what labor unions think, who's, you know, spent 100 years negotiating private health insurance, what they're going to say about that. Well, NBC brought five separate moderators to last night's debate, almost all of them pure toadies to the Democratic Party. And together they spent, not surprisingly, most of the night tossing softball questions to the candidates, or questions intended to drag out the Russian collusion hysteria. Here's a selection.
We saw that image today that broke our hearts, and they had names. If you were president today, oy, what would you specifically do?
Do you have a plan to deal with Mitch McConnell? If the House chooses not to impeach, as president, would you do anything to address the potential crimes that were outlined in Mr. Mueller's report?
No U.S. president has ever been prosecuted for crimes after leaving office. Do you believe that President Trump could or should be the first?
Is Trump bad? He's bad. Lots of softballs. And yet still, no matter how easy the questions, most people seem to agree that former Congressman Beto O'Rourke beclowned himself. After the debate, one obviously smitten MSNBC anchor fussed that he wasn't being taken seriously, Beto. Watch.
I do still think it's interesting that there is just a snark to the way you're treated, whether it's by the media or by the other Democrats on stage. And I wonder what that's what it looked like to me.
So you're a blushing fangirl. Okay, should you admit that in public on live TV?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.